Have the Wildcats varsity band and the concert band ever both won sweepstakes? Stephen Proctor, director of the concert band, who has been here for 30 years, hadn't seen it happen until Thursday. Proctor usually labors quietly but efficiently behind the scenes, but his concert band achievement forced him into our spotlight for a while Friday morning.
Yeah, we were real happy with that. First time in the history of the school. First time in the history of the school that the JV band had made a sweepstakes, so we're very proud of them.
Lots of work, I know, goes into that.
Yeah, we usually start working. I usually pass the music out in December, and then we kind of run through different pieces of music, and then it starts really getting intense in February, and then after spring break, it really gets very intense.
You play the same music that the varsity band has to play as well, or is it a different piece?
We play a grade level lower because we have the UIL has different levels of for the different performing groups, so we play a little bit easier music, but I mean it's still very challenging at the high school level.
Charlie was talking about because of all the snow days and everything that everything was kind of behind, and he was kind of panic stricken just right before the event. How were you feeling?
Well, I try not to get too stressed out over it. You know, you can't control the weather, and you can't control different things. You can't control the kids doing testing all the time. So, you know, we kind of prepare for that. But yeah, you're right. I mean, we lose these practice days, it hurts. But the kids really stepped it up and played really well.
Do you do the same thing with a concert performance and sight reading as well? Do you do both of those?
Yes. I did the sight reading room also. That's a different animal in that we just get a piece of music. We have about 7 minutes to discuss it with the kids, and then they have to play it.
Mm-hmm. Charlie said it was he thought a much better piece this year, maybe not so much to trip the students up, but he thought it made a little bit more sense and sounded more musical to help the students.
Yeah, I mean, when they can hear it and kind of lock into it, it makes it easier for them to hold together when it's weird and it doesn't really have any real form to it, and they play it and then they can't really lock it into their heads. It makes it more difficult. And occasionally they'll come up with those type pieces of music, but this year both bands had really good pieces of music to read.
Mm-hmm. This must be an especially good group for you this year to perform this and do it so well.
Yes, I mean, in the past we've had, you know, good bands too that we've just missed it by one or two ratings, but the level, the depth of talent seems to be getting better.
KSST News.